When the mast broke off in the storm, me and Rosie hung on to it like limpets, and we were swept off by the winds high up in the sky. I was never more frightened in me life, but Rosie there, she laughed and laughed fit to bust. Up and up we went, whirling and twirling, drenched through by the rain and clinging on for dear life. Next thing I knew, the wind dropped, and so did we, straight out of the sky like an arrow, down. We landed on the far side of yonder cliffs in a great swamp, and guess what? That mast came down smack on the skull of a fearful great hissing adder, a serpent. It was just about to make supper of King Glugalug when me and Mrs. Rosie and the mast landed on its head. Wacko!
Joseph selected a slab of heavy fruit cake.
So that's how you became a Bulger, Maidery, by saving Glugalug's life. But how did you figure out the language?
I never. That was Rosie.
Durry shrugged, sipping his October ale.
It weren't 2 ticks before her and the king was Bulgamin and Blogalogin and Hooliahoyin together. She picks things up very quick, you know. Ain't that right, Mrs. Rosie?
Hon Rosie Woodsoddle gave up ravaging the apple and blackberry flan momentarily.
Right you are. Us Bulgam types are pretty sharp in the lingo business, what?
King Glogalog winced and stuffed a webbed claw in one ear. When the laughter had subsided, he pointed to Rosie, saying,
Bulgam? I'm a joke, Glugalug. I'm a joke, Gog. Yet are you?
Rosie shook her head and pointed seaward.
Not much, Bulgum Glugalug. Bulgum Yugafa, ya.
Joseph put aside his fruitcake.
What's going on, Rosie?
He said.
I don't like his tone.
The hare translated.
It seems the old king gets a bit cheesed off being the only Bulgum in this neck of the woods. He wants me to stay here forever as official Bulgum to the jolly old toads. But I've just told him that this particular Bulgum has other plans. I'm sailing off with you lot when we've patched the Pearl Queen up. You'll notice he doesn't look too happy about it.
Glugalug shook his lizard skull scepter at Rosie and the crew.
You joke, Slug. Bulgum, Yugafer.
Rosie took a dainty sip of mint tea.
Says he'll kill us all before he'll let me sail away. I've got to stay here forever. I say, this is all getting a bit tiresome, what? Very basic chaps, marsh toads.
Look, I'll stay here as Bulgum if Glugalug lets you all sail away without any trouble,
said Durry glumly. Roof picked up a jug of seaweed grog.
No, you won't, mate. Come on, Rosie. I'll need an interpreter. Tell Glugalug to come with me to the galley. The fire is still lit there. I'll teach him to be the greatest fire-raising Bulgum these toads have ever seen.